Okay, so today is Daf Yud Ches. We are on Yud Zayin of Beis. We're discussing the idea of the concept of the Ashram Talui. So I'm going to go back to 7, 8 lines in the bottom. Amar Rav Chiya. That's right before we left where we left off yesterday. Just to go back into the flow. So the Gemara had mentioned the Machlokas as to when the idea of Ashram Talui applies. Does it apply? Do you need to have two pieces? One, Suffolk Shuman. Two pieces when you're a suffolk, whether each piece is a shuman or chaylev, or is it enough? You be chayv if you have one piece and you're a suffolk as to whether or not that was chaylev or shuman. So we brought the statement twice, once before, and the idea was is that why did you need to have two pieces? Well, somebody said it was a mitzvos, that has to be, which is plural, those two. So now we're going to have two other shitos as to what those explanations, what the explanation is, and they're going to bring various nafkaminos between those shitos. So,
this one didn't understand what mitzvah, even though it's written mitzvahs, we read it.
Because it's aim le mikra, aim le mesorah. Which one do you follow? Do you follow the way it's written or do you follow the way it's said? So if you follow the way it's said, it's said mitzvah. It's a shas machlokas throughout shas, and different shitas line up on what's more critical for how you make limutim, how it's written or how it's said. Okay. Right, but in this particular case, it's written mitzvahs and it's read mitzvos. So which one is given primacy?
It's written like
mitzvahs, but it's read like mitzvos. It's written with one vav, but you read it as if it's two vavs. So which one do you give primacy to? So that's the machlokas. Yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemesorah. So Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rav. We're going back a little bit. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rav. Hayu lefano shtei chatichos. Again, you have in front of you two pieces of flesh. Echa acha shel chelev, acha shel shuman. One is chelev, one is shuman. We don't know. But achal achas mehen. And he ate one of them. And when he eats them, einu yodeya ezim mehen achal. He doesn't know. Right? Got it? He doesn't know which one he ate. Right? Einu yodeya ezim mehen achal chayv. In that case, he'd be chayv in ashram toloi. But chatichas, if there's one piece, suffix shel shuman, suffix shel chelev, which is mesupak, whether that's shuman or chelev, and he ate a potter. Amar mazeir, my time with the Rav. Why does Rav say in this situation with one piece it would be potter? Kasavar, different reason. He says, Shtei chatichos efshar levar yisuro. Chaticha achas I efshar levar yisuro. The concept of Ashram Talui is it doesn't give you kapara. It provides you protection until such time as you determine as to whether or not you violate the Isser or not. So he says that you need to be able to determine whether or not you violate the Isser. If there's only one piece and you ate it, it's not going to, I mean, you still, I guess someone can get Adas later, but there's not, you can't determine whether or not when you ate it, what and that was Chelev or Shuman. If there are two pieces, you ate one, so someone can come and figure out, maybe this is the Chelev that we ate, a Shuman. There's a Shuman, there's a Chelev. So you have to have the ability to be Mavarer to clarify what the case was. So my Ika ben Taima de Rava, with Taima de Rav Zera. So what's the difference between what Rava says and what Rav Zera said? Okay, again, Rav Zera said, we just said now, because you need Efshar Levarer, and Rav Zera, and that was Rav Zera, and Rav said the idea of the mitzvos. So, Ike Benaya Kazayas Umechza. We have one and a half. You have a Kazayas and a half a Kazayas in front of you. So, say it outside. According to Rav, there's no mitzvos here. There's no two pieces of Isser over here, because one is a Kazayas, one's a Chatz Kazayas. If you eat that, you're not violating the Isser. So, there's no two pieces. But according to Rav Zera, you can still be mevarer the chemical consistency of a half a kazayas, and that would be sufficient to determine what you ate prior, what that was. So ike benai kazayas umechsa lerava leka mitzos, because less than a kazayas is nothing upater. Therefore, if you ate it, you'd be putter for an ashram toli. Of course, you'd be putter, but you have a problem now because you've got the suffix as to whether you ate chelev or shuman, and you can't get kapara just yet. Right, but Rav Zera, Efshar Levar Yisur. When it comes to Rav Zera, you'll be able to clarify what the situation is, even with a Chatzi Kazayas.
And therefore, you would be chayv anyway.
You'd be chayv in Ashram Tolu. You bring in Ashram Tolu. No, you ate the Kazayas piece, and you left over the Chatzi Kazayas. So you can still check. Someone can check the Chatzi Kazayas. So Esvei Rav Yirmi Rav Zera. So my Ika Ben Taima the Rav all the time of the Rav Zera. Just say that fine. Esvei Rav Yirmi Rav Zera. So Rav Yirmi now asked on Rav Zera some of the same slew of questions that we asked yesterday. Rav Yirmi asked Rav Zera, what about you say that everything has to be Efshar Levarer? What about the following case? Rav Eliezer Omer, Koi, Chayavin al Ashram Toloi. The koi, this animal, which we're mesupik as to whether it's chayiv as mutter or not, he says you're chayiv to bring an asham toloi. Why you chayiv to bring an asham toloi? If you ate, if you have a piece of koi in front of you and you ate it, or koi itself, you're never going to be afshel levara. It's din is suffik. We don't know whether or not it's chayiv as mutter or chayiv as aser. So amarle Rabbi Lezer lo sabar lo ba'in levara yisuro. That brisa is talking. That's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold this idea that you need afshel levara in order to be mechayiv a. To be chayav an asham toloi. Even in one piece, he would say you can be chayav. You be chayav an asham toloi.
You'll never be a chatas in that case because you never.
I'm assuming so. I don't know if it happened. So esvei. So another question. So again, this is a question about the case of the yavama, right? So you have a yavama, right? Her husband died, seemingly or apparently, without any children, and she remarries the brother, but she remarries the brother before the requisite waiting period of three months, and then she has a baby. So the suffix, whether the baby is a 9-month-old baby from the new husband or a 7-month-old baby from the old husband. Right. Suffix ventisha le suffix ventisha le rishon o ben shiva le achron. So again, Yotzi, we see that she should leave the husband because it's a suffix and maybe she wasn't zakuk liyibum and therefore it's a problem of Ashes Achiv. Vavlad kasher. The Vlad is kosher, Rimanosach. Either way the Vlad is gonna be kosher. Because either it's a 7-month child from the first husband and it's fine.
Second
for the second husband, and it's fine. Or it's a 9-month child from the first husband. But either way, she was fine, right? Bavlad kasher. But the chayavim asham toloi. But both the yavim and the yavama are going to be chayav to bring an asham toloi because maybe the vlad is from the first husband, and therefore he was a violation of eishes ach. But we don't know. But then again, also it's something that's an eishes levara because it's only one. Why are you going to be? We don't know whether this is. I guess nowadays you can figure it out. If it's a premature baby, you'll know. But okay, the assumption being that a 7-month baby and a 9-month baby had the same physical character traits.
9 pounds, 7 ounces is probably not from the
7 months. Yeah, I get it. So how money?
7 pounds, 9 ounces.
You know, okay. If it could be, so if it's 6 pounds, 5 ounces, I don't know. What is 5 pounds, 9 ounces? Again, or, so how money? So again, it's a case over here. It's not actual virus. So again, how money was Rabbi Lezer. This is Rabbi Lezer who says that the chi of Hashem Tolo is even when it's EFSHR LeVirus. Next question, Esvei. Question again, the case in Nida, where they mentioned that the derech of the Benos Yisrael was to check themselves after Bia to make sure that there was no blood. So what happens is, they had Bia, Nimsa, and he also had, they used to check, they would have these cloths. So Nimsa, well, he misses the first part. The first part is it's Nimsa al Shalo, if it's found on his cloth, then clearly it's Dam Nida, because where else is it going to come from? But Nimsa al Shalo, if it's found on her cloth, et yom, if she checked herself immediately, right away, whatever that time period is, after the bia, then timayin, then they are considered tamay. Because we're going to say that the riyah that she had was from b'dam nida, the chayav and karpon, and there'll be chayav achatas for bo'al nida. But nimtza al shela la'achar zman, but if she checks herself later, and she finds, then timayin is suffik. Then it's a suffik. Maybe the blood was there during Bia, maybe the blood came after Bia. So it's suffik, and it says paturim min a karban. It says a pater min a karban, and it says on that, betani Allah, the chayavim asham toloi. The pater from the karban chatas, because it's a suffik, but the chayav for the asham toloi, because there's a suffik, as maybe there was Bia's nida. Even though it's Eif Shalavara the suffik, because we're not going to know at this point in time whether it came before or after. So Hamani again, it's Rabbi Lezer. That is the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, who holds that I don't need Efshalavara. Even if it's Efshalavara, you hide in Ashram Tali. So, Amar Rav Nachman, this is going to be opinion number 3. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barabua, Amar Rav. Same case, Hayu Pano Shtecha Tichos. You have two pieces of meat in front of you. Achas Shal Chelev, Achas Shal Shuman. One is Chelev, one is Shuman, right? One is Aser, one is Mutter. The Achal Achas Mehen, and he ate one of them. The annual day, Ezem and Achal, doesn't know which one he ate. Chayiv, it's had to be Ashram Tali, there's no problem, everyone agrees, two pieces of meat. But Chaticha shall get one piece. Chaticha, Suffik shall chaylev, Suffik shall shuman. If it's one piece of meat, and it's a Suffik, whether it's chaylev, meaning aser, and shuman, that it's mutter, va'achala, and he ate it, meaning at the time he ate it, he didn't know, he assumed it was shuman. Turns out afterwards, someone says it's a Suffik. So what is was he chaylev and Hashem Tali or not? He says, here it's putter. So Amar Rav Nachman, my time is a Rav. Why does Rav say it's putter? Reason number 3. Kasavar, shtei chatichos ikbo isura. Chaticha achas lo kava yisura. When there's two chatichos, we know for a fact one of them was aser. It came, but it's revealed to us that one of them was. So there was an establishment of an iser. One piece, there's no establishment of Isser. The suffix is in that one piece, whether or not it's Isser or not. So there's no. So he says the only time you're chayiv in Ashram Taloi is when Ikva Isura. So the Gemara says, okay, so my Ikva being Ikva Isura, what's the difference between the reason given of Ikva Isura, the E.F. Shalivari Isura, to the case that we just gave before, that you need to be able to be Mvarer to clarify the situation. So Ikva Benayu, okay, I'll give you an example. The difference is, he go Jahayu upon Shtei Chatichos. You had two pieces, so far so good. Achar shel chelev, v'achar shel shuman. One is chelev, one is shuman. Okay. Uba ove kochavim v'achal eshar rishona. A non-Jew came and ate the first one. Okay. Vuva yisrael v'achal eshar shnia. And then a Jew comes and eats the second one. So when the Jew comes and eats the second one, well, what's the story? We'll say it outside. It was ikva yisura beforehand. It was there, but it's eiv shel avarer now because there's nothing left. So that's the nafkamina. So the Rava, first it goes back to Rava. Rava has the reason because he says Yesh Eim LeMikra, and we read it in Mitzvos, which requires to have two chatichos. He's going to say there's no chiyuv of Ashram Taloi. Why? Lek Mitzvos for either the Achil Yisrael. At the moment the Jew ate the piece of meat, there wasn't two pieces of meat there. He needs Mitzvos. It wasn't there. So therefore you'd be parted from the Ashram Taloi. Li Rav Zera, who says that you need Efshar Levarer. Again, you won't be able to revile the Yisure because there's nothing left. But the Rav Nachman, who says the reason is that you have to have Ikva Yisura, well, Ikva Yisura, here, when the two pieces of meat are on the table, it was Ikva Yisura. At that moment, it was definitely an Isra on the table. Oh, the guy came and ate it first. Okay, but it still was Ikva Yisura. So I thought maybe Ikva Yisura has to mean when the Jew comes to eat it. I don't know, maybe they eat it right after one another. That's my guess. Okay. So is the Rav Nachman? Not Rav Nachman. Same questions that I can come now also, with a little twist at the end. So is the Rav Nachman? Rav asked the final question to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Elezer Omer Koi, again the Koi, which is Safi Chaya, Safi Behema, if it's a Chaya, the Chaylev is Mutter, if it's a Behema, the Chaylev is Aser. It says Chayav and Al Chelbo Ashram Toloi. It's Chayav and Yechayav and Ashram Toloi. Why? It's not Ikva Yisura, because it's a Suffolk. Rabbi Lezer lo ba'i kivusa Yisura. That's the street of Rabbi Lezer. He doesn't require kivusa Yisura. Eisei again, Suffolk ben Tisha, Lirisho, and Old Ben Shival Achron. So Suffolk, in the case of Yibom, whether this is a 9-month-old baby of the first husband, or a 7-month-old baby of the second husband, Yotzi, so they have to separate, right? The Isha and the Yavam have to separate. Havlad Kasher, the Vlad is Kasher Yimara Shach, it's not a Mamzer. It's either from the Rishon, and then it was fine, or it's from the Sheni, and if it wasn't from the Rishon, then it's from the Sheni, and then it was a good Yibum. Vavlav Kasher, the Chayav and Basham Toli, and the Chayav Basham Toli. But again, there's no Ikva Yisura. It's a suffix in this one piece. It's no Ikva Yisura. So Haman, again, it's Rabbi Lezer. That's going to be Rabbi Lezer, who doesn't require Ikva Yisura. Next question again. Eisvei, Nimtza Al Shalot. I don't know why in two of the three cases they brought this Mishnah, they mentioned the first part of the Mishnah. In the middle case, they don't mention. I don't know why not. So Eisvei Nimtza Al Shalot, if they find the blood on his cloth, Temeim, because Vaday it was from the Dom from Tashmish. The Chayavim Bekarban, the Chayavim Bekarmachatas, Nimsa al Shalot, it's Yom, it's found on her cloth immediately, then Temeim, then they're coming for Golan Nidah, the Chayavim Bekarban, have to bring a Karmachatas, Nimsa al Shalot, if it's found on her, it's La'acharzman, only after a little bit of time, then whatever time that is, Temeim Yisafik, then it's a Safik as to whether or not they're Tamei or not, Upaturim in the carbon, they're putting from the carbon, which we established, they're putting from the carbon chatas, but Tani Allah, the Brisa says, v'chayavim ba'ashram toloi, and they're chayavim ba'ashram toloi, because, why? It's not Yisrael. Talking about the case, the Isser isn't Kavu of Yadu. We never had an established Isser over here. So you're why? So he should have simply said, Haman Rabbi Yazir. So what happens though? Ishtik. No, Rav Nachman is quiet. So we'll see afterwards, I think, why he was quiet. Rav Nachman is quiet. Meaning, it seems to be that he doesn't have an answer. So Luvasar Dinafuk, but after Rava went out, Amar, Rav Nachman says, my time alo Amile, why didn't I not say to him, hi Mani, that this is the Shita of, I thought he would say Rabbi Yezer, but he says, no, this is the Shita of Meir. Well, Rav Meir came out of nowhere, but why didn't I just tell him that this is according to Shita Rav Meir? So he says, the low boy kivius al Isura, because Rav Meir does not require it to be an established Isser. How do I know that? The Tanya, the following Brisa. I'm not 100% clear with this Brisa. Hashokhet Ashram Toloi b'chutz. So someone has an Ashram Toloi, and he shechs it outside the base of Mikdash, which seems to be a violation of Shchutei Chutz. You now shech the korban outside the base of Mikdash. So what happens? Rav Meir Mechayev. Rav Meir says that you are chayev to bring a korban, in this case, for Shchutei Chutz. Rashi says, Rav Meir Mechayev, the second line, Rav Meir Mechayev, Mishum Shchutei Chutz. Af al gav to ikal neymar. Even though it's possible to say Shema lo achal chaylev, this whole thing was with Asham Toloi. So maybe the guy was never mechayev in Asham Toloi to begin with, but Asham zechulin hu, and this Asham is a chulin. The lo boy kvius l'isser, because you don't require kvius isser, which means what? Maybe Rav Meir says that there was never a real chiyuv on this carbon. I don't know why. Correct. Every Asham Toloi has the suffix. So what's going to be the? I don't understand what the. It's a carbon. It has to be. It's a carbon is brought in the situation. Okay, but I think what they're saying is that the Asham Toloi is basically brought b'tnai. It's a tnai that if at any point in time before you figure you mark the carbon, you figure out whether you were chayav the chatos or not, it's chulin until the moment you shechter, I guess. So if Meir says if you shechter Asham Toloi outside, you're chayav. Why would you be chayav? It's only going to be Asham Toloi until the moment that you shechter at the base. It's only on tnai. It's chulin until that last moment. Must be that Rav Meir says that you don't need kviyas yisura. So therefore, if you don't need kviyas yisura, you don't need efshel levari, or you don't need mitzvos. Therefore, it's automatically the Asham Toloi. It doesn't have this concept of tnai. Whereas Chachamim Potrim, Chachamim will patur you in this case because you never know until that last moment that whether or not you have the Asham Toloi or not. So you see that Rav Meir holds. That you don't require kviyus yisura, because otherwise you would be patur for shechting the Asham Toloi outside. So I should have said that. So Gemara asked the question that I'm asking. Vamai lema? Why does he have this whole thing? Oh, I should have been Rebbe Meir. Just tell him at the spot. This is according to Shita Rebbe Eliezer. Vamai lema le? The Rebbe Eliezer he. Why just tell him he's Rebbe Eliezer? So he says no. Hakamash malon the Rebbe Meir b'shitas Rebbe Eliezer kai. I should have told him this is the Shita Rebbe Meir, so he knows that Rebbe Eliezer is not das yachid. That Rabbi Eliezer is not a das yachid. Even Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Eliezer. You don't need either kavisu surah or all these other instances. So I think what happened. I thought I saw it somewhere. Is the reason why he was quiet was not because he didn't have an answer. He was quiet because he already answered this question a million times. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So yeah, he was quiet, just ignoring him. They said, you know what? I shouldn't have ignored him. I should have told him a bigger chiddush. I told him a few times Rabbi Eliezer. This time, when he asked me again, I should have told him it's also the sheet of Rabbi Meir. I think maybe that's because why else would he have been quiet and not said Rabbi Eliezer? Okay. Next, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. So Nachman says the name of Rav, and here there are okay, there are a lot of girsas here. So Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav. The girsa changes it in Tosos, and in the Bach changes it to Rav Nachman. So that's how it is. There are a lot of girsa issues over here. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Suffix shel chelev, suffix shel shuman. Have a piece of chelev. It's one piece. Safik shel chelev, safik shel shuman, va'achla, and you ate it. Kvarim l'machlokas Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim. You come to machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim, because even though Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav was the one who held that you don't bring an Asham Toloi on a safik chaticha achas, the whole thing to figure out what was his reason, but he's admitting that it's not divrei kol. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. So what's this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim? Let's look at Rashi a second. He says, Rashi has the gears of Amar Rava, which is interesting. My Rashi at least does. And then the gears here changes it to Rava. I don't know. So somebody said it. Right? So he says, Afal gav the Amri Le'el Patur, even though I, meaning whoever made the statement, said before that you're Patur in this situation, because I require two, Divayin Shtei Chatichos, Lav Divrei Akol Amri. The idea that you need two Chatichos is not Divrei Akol. We know that. We've already seen. The Har Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says that you're Chayev. Now we can finally find where this Rabbi Eliezer is. V'kevan, why? Right, the Har Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says, Kevan to Amar, de misnadev adam. Rabbi Eliezer holds, we'll see in the Mishnah a few days, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person can bring an Arsham Taloi bin Adava. There's always a suffix what he did in Aver. So he says, you could be misnadev Arsham Taloi. So you could be misnadev in Arsham Taloi when there is nothing in front of you. So of course you can bring a Gashem Taloi if there's one piece. That's what he says. He says, came into Amr, the Misnadiv Adam, right? The Lekka Lamei Mechul Nazori Maisin. Okay, that's Rabbi Lezer. Banu Machlokas Rabbi Lezer Chachamim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, my Ira Ki Achla. The case that whoever said the name of Rav was that Safik Shel Chelev, Safik Shel Shuman V'Achala, and you ate it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't even need to eat that piece of chaylev. I can bring it as an adava and just bring an Asham Toloi anytime I want. He says, "Lo shit, Rabbi Eliezer, my ira ka'achla. afilo achlanami. Even if I didn't eat it also, the hatnan, because we made the Mishnah says over there, I think it's a chav gimel, chav hey, it says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, misnadev adam asum toli b'choyom. A person can bring, can be, take a nadava to bring an asum toli all day if he wants. So Amar Rav Ashi, now this Bryce is going, Rabbi Lezer, aliba de bava v'mbuta. It's going according to Rabbi Lezer, but in the Shita, b'bava v'mbuta. Bava v'mbuta, the Tanan, the Mishnah says there, Ela sha'omim li hantim achet ikonis l'bei safik. So what's going on over there? So Rashi will explain to us. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to say that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need a little bit of a suffix to bring the carbon. Right? You can make it in the dava, but it has to be, you can't just stop and just bring it if you were just, I don't know, if you were sleeping for the past 70 years and then bring in the dava for Asham Tola. There has to be some sort of minute suffix that maybe you violated the Avera. Rashi says, Amar Rav Ashi, Hadda ba'inan mixas isura the Rabbi Eliezer. You need a little bit of the Isser according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's why in this case in the Brisa, you would have to eat this one piece. Aliba de Babim Buta Kamar. It's going according to Babim Buta. The Amar Parak Basra, as he says at the end, last Parak. Shahaya Mevi Asham Toli B'chol Yom Chutz B'motzi Yom Kippurim. Babim Buta would bring an Asham Toli every day, except for the day after Yom Kippur. Right? Amar Hama'on Hazeh Ilu, and he said, Babim Buta, he made this like Lashon of Shavua, Hama'on Hazeh Ilu Meinichinosi, had they permitted me, Haisi Mevi, I would bring, even after Yom Kippur, I would bring. Ela omrim le, they said to me, hamtein achati kanes lebe safik. At least wait a little bit. It's my mamish right after Yom Kippur. What did you do? I mean, we say slach lanu in our Shemona Esrei immediately after Yom Kippur. So, man, I don't know, maybe that's not a question. What? We say roh, right. So, you know, Rabbi Rasmus, the famous word from Shlomo Zalman. Yeah. Say, it's told you the direction of where, you know.
That's the direction. That's what did you do wrong?
Okay, so maybe you're but you say Behurachlum before you even started Davi Mar. So how does that even work? Right? So he says, Hamtim li achati kanis lebe safik. Klomer, hamtim ad lemacher. Wait till tomorrow. Sheish mixa safik shem mechatos hayom. Maybe he did. About motzi Yom Kippur, ein lachosh mechachta. Kippur alav Yom Kippurim, al speko. Yom Kippur, we'll see in a moment also, Yom Kippur works like an Asham Toloi. It provides the same protection as the Asham Toloi. So therefore, you just went through Yom Kippur. You just offered your Asham Toloi. What are you bringing another one now? So he said, Kidamino perek basra. Chayav yeshamos tluyim sha'avra aleim Yom Kippur and Peturim. Once Yom Kippur comes, it plotters you from your Asham Toloi. So if you don't bring your Asham Toloi throughout the year, then comes Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring your Asham Toloi. So according to this Shita, Rashi says, v'aliba dahai v'ina mixa suffik, in a little bit of a suffik. Kigol chaticha achas, if you learn Rabbi Lezer, you have to eat it. Because if you have, okay, chaticha achas, I'm going to bring an Asham Toloi on the chita achas. For what? It's just sitting there. So even according to Rabbi Lezer, you'd have to, according to Baba Mbuta, you'd have to eat it. So this brisa, the statement that Amarav of Safik Chelev, Safik Shulshuman, and you ate it, that's the machlok Rabbi Lezer of the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer says you'll be able to bring an Asham Toli on that. The Chachamim say you can't don't bring an Asham Toli on that because they require either mitzvos or Kriyas Lisura or Efshel Avarer. For whatever reason, one piece you're not going to be chayev.
So do we understand that an Asham Toli does bring kapara?
No kapara, protection.
So Yom Kippur also brings
provides that protection on the Sveikos. It provides you for that protection. If you find out that you violated the Isser, then you got to bring the Karmel Chattis.
Is a person allowed to bring the Chattis if they didn't
do an Avera? No. You can't be Misnadeh. You can't make it a double for a Chattis. No. For sure not.
These people are like nervous people that want that the Nashon Tali to bring.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Lezer, yeah, they bring the Nashon Tali. As long as they have a little bit of a suffix. I don't know if you have like
OCD
type of thing, if that counts as having the suffix. I don't know. No, because it has a hechsher on it. That's not going to be
so.
Maybe big so. There's no suffix on that. It's not a suffix.
What's the suffix on the meat you ate now? You think you're eating good meat.
Right, but then someone comes back and later and tells you. So if someone comes back later and tells you that Gorman Glot messed up on all these things, and 50% of the meat there was not kosher, then maybe Chayav in Asham Toloi.
What do you do with your Asham Toloi? You chef it or what? Can you eat it or what?
It's kachay kachim. It's kachay kachim. I think it's. No, it's old. I think it belongs to the Kohanim. I think so. I'm not sure. Tanur Rabbanon, you have a brisa. Hayu lefano shtei chatichos. You had two pieces of meat. Acha shel shulman v'acha shel chelev. One's mutter, one is aser. Ba Yisrael v'achalas harishona is long gone. And a Jew comes and eats the first one. The Jew eats the first one. Ba v'kachav v'achalas hashniya. And the guy eats the second one. Yechayev. The Yisrael who eats the first one is chayev. V'chein kelev, v'chein orev. And either the second was eaten by a dog, as long as The Jew eats the first one, you chayav. In all cases, you'll be chayav. According to what it says, even one piece, you'll be chayav for two pieces. It's mitzvos. It's kviyas yisura at that moment. And at that moment that you had the chayav lashon tolu, it was efshel avara. Afterwards, somebody ate it, okay, but at that moment, it was efshel avara. But ovi kochavim v'ochav yishona, if the non-Jew eats the first one, and then by yisovi asal sashniya, then you're putter. Why are you putter? Because at the moment you ate it, you didn't have two chatichos. The Rebbe Mechayev. Rebbe's going to be Mechayev on you on it, because Rebbe's going to hold that. Rebbe's going to hold that the Chachamim, not like Rebbe Eliezer, that you need. Rebbe's going to hold like Rebbe Eliezer that even on one piece, you bring an Ashram Taloi. Now, Achalas Harishona Beshogeg. If the Jew ate the first piece Beshogeg, meaning he didn't know that that piece was a Suffolk Chalev, Veshnia Bemezid, and he ate the second piece knowing that there was a Suffolk, he's still Chayev. You never bring a Karma for the Mezid. But if the first piece, at least he had a suffix, so he has to eat it. He has to bring the korban na asham. Harishona b'mezid, if he eats the first one b'mezid, v'shniya b'shogig, and the second piece b'shogig, he's putter, but Rabbi Mechayev. So he eats the first piece of mezid, he's not chayev asham tell you on that, because he did it b'mezid. He knew for a fact that there was a suffix. So if you know it's a suffix, you're not allowed to eat it. So if he eats it, he doesn't bring the korban. The second piece he eats for shogig. I mean, he didn't know the second piece. No one knew that the second piece had it. So we say that you're putter. Why? Because you're putter either because it wasn't mitzvos, it wasn't kviyas yisura, or it wasn't efshel avara at the time you had the second piece. However, Rebbe's going to be mechayev because Rebbe holds that even on one piece you bring the asham toloi. Now, achal shtehem b'mezid. If he ate both of them b'mezid, then he's putter because you don't bring a korban on mezid. Mezid again means he knows that there's a suffix here. So if you know that there's a suffix, stay away. Right. Don't roll the dice. So he's chayav. Now, achlam shnehat shnayim b'shogeg, changes the girsa. What if two people ate each piece b'shogeg? Out of suffix, two pieces of suffix chayav, suffix shuman. Reuven eats the first piece. Shuman eats the second piece. So what does the b'risa say? He says, shnehem chayavim. They're both chayav to bring an asham taloi. But hasheni lo min adin. The second one isn't really chayav to bring the asham taloi, but Elish imata omer potter, if we tell the second guy that you're potter for bringing the carbon, people are going to think, kavatas ha'ish rishon b'chatas. If you're potter from eating the second piece, then it must be you would have been chayv eating the first piece. The first guy ate the first piece, that must have been the chaylev, he has to bring the chatas. The Gemara says, umanu. Well, whose shita is this? E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, minadinu minadinu. Rebbe says, you don't need two pieces, you just need one piece. So according to Rebbe, the second guy is chayev the asham toloi for real because he ate one piece that was a suffix chayev suffix shuman. The e rabbanon, and if it's the rabbanon who hold that you're only chayev to bring asham toloi if you have two pieces in front of you, and this guy ate one piece, then you can tell him to bring an asham toloi because of somebody else. Mishum de lo nikbar rishon mechatas, because we're concerned that people might think that the first guy is chayev to bring a korban mechatas, namely the sheni asichul mazara. We can tell the second guy to bring an animal that he's not chayev. It's chulin. Not according to Rabbi Lezer, if I can't make a nadava, I can't bring an asham taloi unless I'm chayav to bring an asham taloi. If I walk that animal into the base of Mikdash, that's chulin shebazara. The animal has no sanctity as being an asham taloi because there was no chiyuv. So what's going on? So Amar Rav Ashi says, it is Rabbi Lezer. Ah, so if it's Rabbi Lezer, how do you do? The Amar misnadev adam asham taloi b'chol yom. Since anyone can make a nadava about the asham taloi, hilchach, that's why we say to the second guy, Amrinan Lei, Asay asham taloi, bring the asham taloi, b'tanai, with a tanai. Your tie would be, e achal rishon shuman, if the first guy ate the shuman, right, and that was mutter, v'hu achal yudasheni ate the chaylev, le'ave kapara. So let this karban be my asham taloi for potentially eating chaylev. I don't know why, but that's the case you would bring a chatas. V'ilo, and if the first guy didn't eat the chaylev, if you didn't eat the chaylev, rather the first guy ate the chaylev, and you did nothing wrong, l'havi nadava, then the asham taloi you brought would be nadava. So that's why we say, you make him, but according to other shitos, you'd be stuck. You tell the first guy. What?
Why can they bring
it? I don't think you can bring a korban for kapara b'shutvas.
What do you mean? The women do? The
women's a different story. It's not a shutvas. That's a tzipor. That's a bird for your lettuce. That's not a asham taloi or a chatas that you bring the shutvas.
So that's according to you have to identify what chet you did. You can't just say I'm bringing something because
I know. So that was according to Baba Mamuta, and here, so maybe it's not according to Baba Mamuta, or you can say here there is a little bit of a suffix because maybe you had this piece in front of you. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now it gets hard. Tana Rabbanan. Achal suffix chaylev. So a guy ate suffix chaylev. Vinodalo, and then it was revealed to him. It was explained. They figured out that what he ate was definitely chaylev. What did he say?
It was possibly chaylev, but he ate. It says here.
Right, achal safik chaylev. So he ate something that was safik chaylev, And before he was able to bring the Ashram Tolo, he even know the low, that it really was Chaylev. So I guess then he's Chayv Achatas. Right? That's the case, no?
It says here he ate something.
Yeah.
And then he was made aware that it was possibly Chaylev. Now it's an Ashram Tolo.
So it's still a suffix.
He ate something.
When he ate it, he didn't know there was a suffix. Right. And then afterwards he found out that meant. That's what somebody was saying. And then afterwards he found out that maybe it could have been.
So he ate a piece, then it was then someone told him that it was a Safek Chaylev.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it's Achal Safek Chaylev Vinodalo. Oh, so it's the Yedios. So it's not gonna be the same halama. And then Safek Chaylev, then it was another piece of Safek Chaylev Vinodalo. Rabbi Omer, I say, Kishem She Mevi Chatas, Akal Achas Vi Achas. Just like if you did an aveira that was chav yuchatas, and then you had yediyah in between, and you had another halama, so each halama, each knowing breaks it up, and chav you to bring two, so the same thing applies with the ashram taloi. I had ashram suffik on a piece of meat, and then it was revealed to me that I guess that was a suffik, and then I had another piece of meat, so I have to bring two ashram taloi. It's not going to be in the same yediyah. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Ain maybe el ashram talui echad. No, when it comes to ashram talui, it's different. You can only bring one ashram talui. Why? Shenemar, the pasuk says, al shigaso asher shagag. They make the drasha shafilu al shigas harbe ein lechayv el achas. Even if you were shogig a multiple potentially surim of the same iser, you would only bring one ashram talui. I mean, there has to be a time period in between. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava then says, Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, kan shani Rebbe. From this brisa, Rebbe taught us, Yedios Safek Mechalkos Lechatos. Yedios Safek are also going to make a separation for Chatos. Meaning, if you had, like, this is where I get confused, I guess. If you ate the first piece, and then you had, and then someone told you that it's a Safek, and then you ate the second piece, so you now have two Ashram Talois. If at some point in time it's revealed that they really were Chelev, so that idea of a suffix, that knowledge that now you had potentially violated the Isser, that's enough to separate the two actions, and you'd be chayav two chatos as well. That's considered yediyah. Yediyah of the suffix is also considered yediyah, right? That's what it says. Rashi says, look at the top, the last wide line. Kishem she'im yodeh lo ba'achrona, she'kulam vadei chelev, the idea of suffix shemintayim, the knowledge, someone making you aware of the fact that there was a suffix here, that's mechalkos lechatos, to lo havi elam echad. It won't be considered one unwilling act. The idea of a suffix is enough to separate the two acts. Rava Amar Rava says, no, any idea of suffix mechalkos lechatos. No, that's not true. In order to separate the acts to mechayav tu chatos, you have to have a idea of vadai, that you violated the yisr. But this is what Rebbe taught us. Rebbe taught us, Kishem shim haislo yediya vadai, maybe chatas akol achas viachas, kachim haislo yediya suffik, maybe asham tole kol achas viachas. Just like his idea is vadai separates two actions to be mechayev two chatos, idea suffik will separate two actions to be mechayev you to ashamos toloi. Right? Rebbe says? Checking. I'm checking. Okay. So Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says no. You're going to tell me that the yediyah suffik does not separate between two actions to be mechayev you two chatos? Again, he does action number one behalama echas, not knowing, unwittingly. Then someone tells him there's a possibility that what you just did before was usher, and then he does it again. So he's chayev two chatos. Abaye says he's chayev two chatos because that yediyah suffik in between separates the two. How can you not say that? Right? The isal gadaitok yediyah. I think I have to add the word suffik here. Yediya suffik ein mechalkos lechatos. If you're going to tell me that yediyos chatos does not separate the chatos achas maybe, and he only brings one, amai maybe ashram tolia kol achas viachas. Why would you bring an ashram tolia for both? In other words, the Atanya, we have a brayso that says kol shodavar kol shechalukim bechatos chalukim bashamos. Anything that separates two actions in mechayev two chatos is going to separate between actions and chayev two ashramos toloi. Well, if yediyah suffik doesn't separate for chatos, then yediyah suffik shouldn't separate for ashamos. But it does. So it must be that yediyah suffik does separate for chatos, because you have this connection between chatos and asham. So amali rava bar chana la abaye, we're going to just take your logic and try to extend it. Ulididach, according to you, Abaye, that Yediyah Safik, Mechalkos Lechatos, that Yediyah Safik does separate the two actions and to be Mechayev you to Korbanos Chatos, Elamayata would bring the following case. Ocho Kazayis Chelev Lifnei Yom HaKippurim, the Kazayis Chelev Achay Yom HaKippurim. A guy eats a Kazayis Chelev on the 9th, and he eats a Kazayis Chelev on the 11th. No, Achay Yom HaKippurim, on the 11th. But at no point in time, I guess, did he know. He was shogin. He didn't know that was usher or whatever it was. So whatever the case may be, he ate both of them, the Helem Echad. But Yom Kippur, what?
He
never knew that Chelev was usher. No one reported him about it. Right? Whatever needed to happen, happened. The Yom Kippur, the Makam Asham Toloi Kai. But we mentioned before, Yom Kippur is considered as an Asham Toloi. So if Yom Kippur is an Asham Toloi, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Elam Yata, Ochazayas Chelev, Kol Yom Kippurim, Ochazayas Chelev, Achay Yom Kippurim, Vishneim Behelam Echas. The Makam Asham Toloi Kai, the coming Parak Basra, Chayovi Ashamos Tluyim, Sha'avra Leim Yom Kippurim, Echad, Vahavili Kiyidia Safik. If you have, basically the assumption is that Yom Kippur, which stands in lieu of an Asham Toloi, also provides this, quote, Yediyah Safik. So if it provides this Yediyah Safik, I don't know how, but if it provides this Yediyah Safik, so then I ate Chelev on the first, on Tess, I ate Chelev on Yud Aleph, I had Yediyah Safik on Yud in between. Well, Yediyah Safik, why should it require you to bring two Chatos, right? According to your Levi, because it breaks it up. So Hachanami, the Mevi Shtei Chatos, can't be, but the only guy only ate it with one Halama. He only had one forgetful. He only forgot once the Issur of Chelev on the 9th and the 11th. He only forgot once. So if you're telling me that the Yediyah Safik separates between the Asham, between the Chatos, then Yom Kippur should separate between the Chatos as well, and he should only be Chayav one, but here you're Chayav two. Right, so a lot of jumps. Right, a lot of jumps. You have to say that Yom Kippur stands in lieu of Yediyah Safik. But that's the assumption we're making, and we have to go with that, because otherwise it won't make no sense. Okay, so Amar Lei Abaye says, well, I disagree. Uman le'malon the Yom Kippur mechaper ad lo misyodele. Who says that Yom Kippur provides kapara for averos that you have no idea about, that you didn't know that you sinned? This guy doesn't know that he sinned. He ate it b'shogeg, he had no idea. So who says Yom Kippur provides you the kapara? Dilma hu d'misyadele. Maybe Yom Kippur only provides you kapara for the sins that you know about. So therefore, in this case, where he doesn't know that he did the Aveira on the 9th, he doesn't know that he did the Aveira on the 11th, that's why he's Chayav only one. The Gemara says, can't be. Amalei Rava, and there's a Gersh here where they have the word Tarda or not. Tarda is like a derogatory word calling the guy a fool, so I don't know if it's there. So Amalei Rava, Hoda Veloha Litanan. Now the Mishnah Shua says, says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper on things that you knew and that you didn't, and that you don't know. Right? Rashi says, Meperakam the Shuas, on Daf Yud Beis, or not Beis, Perakam the Shuas, Mefarish B'Gemara, Bein Shinod Lo Sveiko, Bein Shinod Lo Sveiko, Kol Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Am Afagad Lo Mesyadele, Ligamri Mechaper. So therefore Yom Kippur is Mechaper. It is. So you have this Yediyah, even if you don't have the Yediyah. So Yom Kippur is in lieu of the Asham Toloi, which means it's a Yediyah Safik. According to you, Abaye, you should be Chayav Tu Chatos. But you're not Chayav Tu Chatos, you're only Chayav one, because there's only one Halama. So therefore it must be that Yediyah Safik does not separate between the Chatos.
So why would anybody ever need to be a Rosh Hashanah and say, oh, wait for Yom Kippur? Kippur is Mechaper. I don't need to bring Asham Toloi.
True. But maybe you want to do it the right way. That's the only thing I can think of. That's what I think of. You're supposed to bring it. What? Oh yeah, or does it only provide you? That's a better answer. It right. Provides you protection. You want the protection. You don't want to wait a year or a couple of months. That's a better answer. Okay. Ika de Amri. Some say the conversation went this way. Amar le Rava bar Chanan le Abaye. Rava Chanan says to Abaye, according to you, Abaye, that Yediyah Safik separates between the Chatos. Ma ilu achol kezayis chelav shachar yom kippurim vekezayis chelav b'mincha b'yom kippurim. Guy eats a kezayis of chelav. Now, I don't know why you use the word kezayis chelev, because in Yom Kippur you chayev, don't have that. It's a bigger shear.
Right.
So they're probably using kezayis chelev to tell you that you're not violating Yom Kippur, you're just violating the chelev, right? Because on Yom Kippur you chayev, I think you cook seves in order to be chayev. So he's achol kezayis chelev shacharis b'yom kippurim, kezayis chelev b'mincha. So at when the first paid baal tefillah that the shul has gets up and davens on shacharis, that was sarcastic. You ate chelev, and he did it again in mincha, he did it again before, right by Maftu Yonah, the guy ate it. So Hachinami Timchaev Shtei Chatos. You should be Chaev Shtei Chatos. Why? Because Yom Kippur, throughout the day, for the couple hours that you have in between you eat, Yom Kippur is your Ashram Talui. That's your Yedia Safik. You should be Chayev Tu Chatos, because the Yedia Safik of Yom Kippur today should separate between the Chaylev in the morning and the Chaylev in the night. But the idea is, but why? It's only, I guess it must be Halamachas again. So Amr Le'abaye, Uman Le Malon,
Yom.
He ate once in the morning.
No,
I said that, but he's only Kazayas. He's not Chayev for Yom Kippur or Kazayas. He's Chayev for Kuseves. The idea is that he ate Chaylev. Maybe, but the focus here, as Tosfos points out, the focus here is that he violated the issue that would make him chayv chatas. That's what we're focusing on, because we're focused on the korban chatas and the Ashram Toli. So he says, Amar le'Abaye, uman le'malon b'yom kippurim kol shaita mechaper, dilma kula yom me'orta. Who says that Yom Kippur is mechaper like every moment of the day, so that every second of Yom Kippur is going to be considered a yedia? Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper at the end of the day. So there is no separation between the first chazayis in the morning and chazayis at night. So Amar Le, again, here's a Gersa issue. Rav, I have here Rava Bar Chanon, and here it says Tarda, which means fool. Tanan, the Mishnah says, where? The Mishnah.
Circular logic.
Yeah.
If I violate Yom Kippur by eating on Yom Kippur, doing malach on Yom Kippur, can I say that Yom Kippur is being mechaper me as I'm doing the Avera?
Well, that's what Abaye is basically saying.
So he says,
Tar to Tanan, learning the Mishnah, this is someone's chayv in Ashram Toloi, that, I guess, and Yom Kippur passed, and therefore he's parted from the Ashram Toloi. Haresha Boli Yodo Safik Avera by Yom Kippurim. So you guys have a Safik Avera on Yom Kippur. Afilu Im Kashecha, even the moment before nightfall, at night, Potter. He's Potter, why? Shekol Hayom Mechaper. Because the entire day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So now we're saying the entire day of Yom Kippur has this power of Kapara. So if the guy ate the Kazayis Chaylev in the morning, right, the Pshogig, ate the Kazayis Chaylev in the morning, and eats the Kazayis Chaylev at night, he had some time period during the day, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper him. If Yom Kippur is Mechaper him, so then there's a Yediyah between, according to Yubayah, there's a Yediyah between, and therefore he should be chayev twice because he violated the Melacha Isra B'Shogeg. Why does he have to bring one chatas? So that's, I guess they leave it at that. Right. It's the whole thing about Yom Kippur being Mechaper, it like goes against everything we learn, like in elementary school. You have to ask Kapara, you have to daven. Yom Kippur seems to be like this, or Kiba Yom HaZeh Yechaper Leim. It seems to be like, for a lot of things, it's like this automatic Kapara. Like the Tavs of the Beis HaMidrash, you know, they threw the thing off the cliff and it turned white and everyone goes yay, and then you're good to go. Like, where does tshuva fit into that process if you get? But for the ones that it does, for the ones that it does, it sort of
that shouldn't be true
of
anything.
Right, for ones that it does, it sort of takes away what we think that Yom Kippur is supposed to be. It's supposed to be, you know, a lot of from us. We have to do stuff. Okay, the Gemara now continues to ask on Abaye. Masir Rav Idi Bar Avin, according to Abaye, it says in the Mishnah Yom on the Pei Aleph, it says there, Achol v'shata v'helim echas. So you ate and you drank the requisite shear to be chayev with one forgetfulness on Yom Kippur. Eino chayev ala chatas achas. You only chayev one chatas. V'ha bein achil l'shtia iyev shaglo haibiz shuhus b'yom v'misyadilei. I think what it means is that between the time you ate and between the time that you drank, there's going to be a moment in time separated between the two. And if Yom Kippur provides yedia, so then there's a yedia between the two, so then it should be chayev a chatas for eating and a chatas for drinking. Right? He says, Hashust b'yom d'misyadilei v'chiper lo, the Yom Kippur makam ashram toloi, v'katani eino chayev al achas, v'isa chadaitach yedia sofit. Excuse me, mechalkos l'chatos, l'chavish l'chatos. The yedia that he has, the yedia, which means the Yom Kippur itself, should be separate between the two, it should be chayev twice. So Amri ki Amar Rab Zera, so now the answer comes, ki Amar Rab Zera l'Rebbe, ha-rabonahi. He says, Rabbi says, this whole idea that Rab Zera says that Yediyah Safik is Mechaltos L'chatos, and that Abaye agrees to that, that's only according to Rebbe. The Chachamim agree, and all these brises and Mishnayos that you brought down, they're according to Rabbanan, not according to Rebbe. So there's no questions whatsoever. You're bothering me, you ask me from one sheet to another, that doesn't fly. So Gemara says, wait a second, hold me the Sefer Rebbe, but the Sefer of that Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Ketani, there it says, Shasa Tzir. Tzir, I guess, is fish brine. Or Moryais, which is fish oil. That you drink that on Yom Kippur, your putter, because those aren't real drinks. That's like it's like drinking rubbing alcohol. That's not considered a drink. You're not going to be chayev. Hachomets, but vinegar, chayev. You are going to be chayev. Umani, and who holds that vinegar, drinking vinegar on Yom Kippur, you're chayev? That's Rebbe. The Tanya, chomets, in meshivis on defesh. The Bryce says that chomish does not consider a drink. Rabbi Omer Omerani, chomish meshiv is a nefesh, is a drink. So umi the sefer Rabbi, reishanami Rabbi. So if the sefer of the Mishnah is going to be Rabbi, then the reish has to be Rabbi. So how can you tell me these? No, he's saying that that Bryce is going, that Mishnah is going to Rabbanan. It's Rabbi. The Bryce says no, Amri sefer Rabbi, reish Rabbanan. He's separated. The sefer is Rabbi. The sefer is Rebbe, and the Risha is Rabbanan. I mean, they ask that question all the time. Yeah, the Mishnah is separate, are broken up into different shitas. Masiv Rava, Rava says, okay, let me ask you the following case. It comes to Mi'ila, the Gabi Mi'ila. Achal Hayom, so guy, if Achal Lemachar, Nene Hayom, Nene Lemachar. Basically, Mi'ila is a shear from Mi'ila. So he violates half the shear one day, half the shear another day. Mi'ila can combine even over time period. So Achal Hayom, Achal Lemachar. Nene Hayom, so Achal is you ate something that's Kadesh. Nene is you got a benefit from something that's not food, like from a chair. You sat on a chair. So Nene Hayom, Nene Lemachar. Achal Hayom, Nene Lemachar. Nene Hayom, Achal Lemachar. Afil Mikan Ve'achol Shonim. Minayin Shem Tzitzar from Zenazeh. Hayom that can combine to bring the Korban Mi'ila. Tamar Lomar, Pasuk says Timol Mal. Riba, you have Timol Mal. Vamai, why they mitzvah from Yom over 3 years? Hakiper Aleh Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is in between. If Yom Kippur is in between, that would be Yediya, and that should separate between the two actions. So Amri, I don't know why they ask again, we just said that goes according to the other Shitos. So Amri, they said, Ki Mechaper Yom Kippurim, Al Yisura, Al Mamon Lo Mechaper. Yom Kippur only is Mechaper if you violate Isser, it's not Mechaper for monetary obligations. Me'ila is a monetary obligation. Let's just finish the last line. The Ibai is Emo, or you can say, Ki Mechaper Yom Kippurim, Al Kuli Shi'ura. Yom Kippur only can fight Kippur if you violated that Isser completely. I'll pogo the shiur, but if I'm a chachi shiur, it's not going to provide kapara. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan have the same machlokas that we just discussed. All right. Have a good day.